Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Well, 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 can you believe this development that has now happened regarding the Alexander Isak transfer saga? This long protracted drama of a transfer is now really hotting up. There is certainly a world where Alexander Isak has played his last game for Newcastle United. He has told anyone that wants to listen that he will not play for Newcastle United again. Now, I think the easiest thing to do here is be really hostile to Alexander Isak. Say that he is a man who should fulfil his contract. Say that he is a professional footballer and it is an honour to play for Newcastle United. But the fact that he has come out and said that he will not play for the club again, what is the motivation? Why is he doing that? And I think that actually we can understand what he's trying to do. He has seen what Newcastle have been doing. He has seen that Newcastle have been trying and, I mean, desperately failing to sign replacements. They have done everything within their power to bring in the likes of Benjamin Sesko, to bring in the likes of Hugo Ekitike, to bring in the likes of Liam Delap, to bring in the likes of João Pedro. And they have failed, they have failed, they have failed, they have failed. So he has said, don't think I'm going to save you. You failed. You have failed time and time and time and time again to bring in somebody to replace me. So because you failed, don't think I'm going to come in and swoop in and save you, because the reason that you don't have a centre forward, which means the reason that you can't sell me to Liverpool, we all know it's to Liverpool, is because you have failed. So he's basically doing what I think is fair enough. He's come out and gone, no, you've tried and failed. I'm not going to be your saviour. If you'd signed Sesko, you'd be cashing in on me. But you didn't sign Sesko because of your own incompetence. You didn't sign Liam Delap because of your own incompetence. You didn't sign Brian Mbeumo because of your own incompetence. You didn't sign João Pedro because of your own incompetence. So don't think I'm going to pull your chestnuts out of fire. I feel like that's what's been going on. And I don't really think that Alexander Isak has done anything massively wrong there. The reason that he can't leave is because Newcastle have failed. The reason that he can't leave is because Newcastle have failed in signing a replacement for him. So he's come out and said, look, I don't want to play for you. I will not play for you because you didn't really want me to play for you, but you now need me to play for you because you failed. You were ready to sell me. We all know that they were ready to sell him. And had Sesko landed, there's obviously no way that Alexander Isak and Benjamin Sesko were going to play in the same Newcastle team. They don't play in the same role. Like, you know when people were making the case that maybe Hugo Ekitike and Alexander Isak were going to play in the same team? Again, it's nonsense. But you know when people were saying that, you can kind of rationalise it, can't you? Look, you're all football fans. You know what I'm saying here. You can see a world where Hugo Ekitike and Alexander Isak lead the line together. You know, Ekitike played in a front two with Marmoush, didn't he, at Frankfurt? Ekitike can play as part of a front two. He could play as part of a front three. Alexander Isak through the middle, maybe Ekitike out wide. You can see it. Whether you believe it or not, and I'm sceptical, you can see it. There is absolutely no way that Benjamin Sesko and Alexander Isak play in the same Newcastle team. So therefore, we can deduce that Newcastle United must have been ready to sell Alexander Isak. Otherwise, why would they be signing Benjamin Sesko? Why would they have been breaking their neck to sign Benjamin Sesko? Because they did break their neck to sign Benjamin Sesko, but they couldn't get it over the line. Through their own incompetence, they couldn't get it over the line in the way they couldn't get any of the previous examples over the line. So there have been too many examples of them making a pig's ear of it, too many examples of them getting it wrong. And now, because they've got it wrong so many times, like, this isn't one off, this isn't the odd example, this is like, it's a catalogue of catastrophe from Newcastle United. Suddenly they're going, oh my God, we don't have a recognisable centre forward. We've just sold Callum Wilson, or allowed Callum Wilson to go to West Ham United. We literally don't have a centre forward to start the season. They're now saying, well, we might need Isak. Maybe we can't sell him because we don't have anyone else. So Isak is preempting that and going, nah. You were ready to sell me. And you have to sell me because that's what you were ready to do. The only reason you want to keep me now is because you've made a pig's ear of everything else on the build-up to this. So I don't really think Alexander Isak has done anything wrong. I really don't. And I know that that's going to go against the grain, and I know that's going to wind a lot of people up, because people like to be really draconian, almost old-fashioned. It's funny, isn't it? Me telling people that they're old-fashioned. But people go, he's a professional footballer, he should play, he should honour his contract. And you're like, yeah, but it's more nuanced than that, because the club were ready to sell him. And do you know what? All the coverage that I've seen of this, you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong. Let me have a look at what you're saying in the comments. But you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong. But all the coverage of this, I haven't seen anyone say that. I haven't really seen anyone present the Alexander Isak side of this story. Everybody's just going, Isak needs to honour his contract. Leading the line for Newcastle United is an honour. If he didn't want to stay there, he shouldn't have signed the contract without a... And you're like, well, yeah, that, some of that is true. But things change. There is nuance to every situation. Is anyone... Let me look in his comments here. How is everybody, by the way? Do me a favour, will you please like the stream? I have no idea why, but apparently it really helped me out. And I see very, very successful, impressive people on YouTube say that all the time. So I'm going to say it as well. Please do me a massive favour. I've only got 6 likes. Surely somebody can like the stream. Right, let me see where we're up to. Tater here says, free Isak. Yeah, I mean, I think that there is some truth in that. They can't hold on to him beyond what he wants to do. Somebody doesn't want to play for you. It's very, very difficult to keep him. And on some level, maybe you shouldn't keep him. On some level, maybe you shouldn't really want a player who... Maybe you shouldn't really want a player who doesn't want to play for you. What is the point in having somebody leading the line for you who doesn't want to be there? What is the point in having a player as successful and brilliant as Alexander Isak destabilising the camp, upsetting the harmony? You know, everything that was good about Newcastle over the past, what, 2 or 3 years... was basically built on Eddie Howe's genius in creating a wholesome community. They were one team, one dream. He had it plastered on the wall, didn't he? Our identity is our intensity. He was very careful about the people that he signed, not just the players, the people. You can't have somebody as influential as Alexander Isak unhappy in your team. It would be so, so demoralising for everyone else. It will be so distracting for everyone else. And I've seen examples of Newcastle players actually saying that they hope that he gets a move. You know, there are 8, by the way, 82% of the chat here thinks that Alexander Isak is going to be true to his word and never play for Newcastle United again. 82%. And I'm part of that 82%. I don't think he'll play for them again. Because do you know what else I think is very significant here? I don't know if you saw it, but I saw an interview with Anthony Gordon. And Anthony Gordon, remember, he was linked to Liverpool last year. Anthony Gordon basically said he wished that he moved, and he wishes Alexander Isak well. He wishes that Alexander Isak gets his move. So it sounds like the players within the club, the teammates of Alexander Isak, understand his point of view. They empathise with him. They understand that why playing for Liverpool is so much more of a better opportunity than playing for Newcastle United. They understand why the Liverpool Football Club project that's going on at the moment under Arne Slot is the most exciting sporting project in world football. And Alexander Isak would be off his rocker to not commit to that, to not want to be part of that. And he needs to do everything within his power to make it happen now, because life comes at you quick. Football moves fast. And if he doesn't get the move now, he may never get it. Imagine a world where Mohamed Salah, Florian Wirtz and Hugo Ekitike, between them, all do truly brilliantly. Imagine they win the double. They win the Premier League and the European Cup in Budapest. You see Szoboszlai and Kerkez with a Hungarian flag lifting. Like, you can imagine it, can't you? You got Dom Szoboszlai, Milos Kerkez lifting the European Cup in Budapest with a Hungarian flag. That you don't even have to imagine massively there, right? Imagine that happens and Alexander Isak is not part of it. Imagine that happens and Alexander Isak is not part of it. They don't need him. Ekitike scores 30 goals in all comps. Salah has the best season that he's ever had. Off the back of last season, the best season he ever had. Florian Wirtz is Premier League Player of the Year. They don't sign Isak. Isak never gets the opportunity to be part of this. He has to strike now. Isak has to agitate for the move. He has to do everything within his power to get out. By the way, a super chat has landed from Craig Binks. The first one of the day says, David Ornstein reported that Isak told Newcastle 2 weeks before the end of the season that he wanted to leave. But Newcastle act as if it comes as some surprise. Total shambles. Yeah, I mean, I imagine that Alexander... Do you know what? I've never met Alexander Isak. I'd love to meet him. He seems like a fantastic bloke and he's an amazing player and I hold him in incredibly high regard. The way I do Eddie Howe, by the way. But I've never met Alexander Isak. And I was telling you that he would leave. You were telling me that he was going to leave. I think a lot of people were saying he was going to go to Arsenal. It isn't weird that Alexander Isak wants to leave. There's no surprise. If you've got a season ticket in the Gala Gate, if you are a Newcastle United devotee, you can still see a world where Alexander Isak would want to leave. I don't think it's particularly surprising. Vivesh says, thank you for your donation. Thank you for your donation, Vivesh. Adam Smith in the Super Chat says, they don't make them like Juninho. Loyalty. Up the Borough. What a player he was. Took you down there, right? Joking. Lost you 2 cup finals, right? Joking. Obviously, Chelsea and Middlesbrough, we had a big rivalry. 1988, right? You relegated us. So you've got to expect me to give you some of that because you relegated us. So, you know, that's going to happen. Sam Porter says, keep it up, lad. Come on, Liverpool, let's get it done. Dylan Merg now says, thank you for the donation. What I need to say, though, is the most important point of this stream. If you take one thing from this stream, this is what it needs to be. Are you ready? This is the point of the entire stream. Alexander Isak has said that he will not play. And everybody is going to be incredibly snide to Alexander Isak. Everybody is going to take the really easy option here and go, Alexander Isak is a disgrace. That's so easy. It's so easy and it's so wrong. It's so basic. It's so dumb. You aren't appreciating the nuance of the situation. You're just looking at the top line and going, he should play. He said he don't want to play for Newcastle. What a disgrace. Do you know what the disgrace is? The disgrace is that Newcastle United have obviously allowed... Newcastle United have obviously allowed Alexander Isak the dream of moving. They've obviously dangled the dream of potentially moving. They've obviously explored the idea of him moving. And now they are saying that perhaps he will not move. They're saying that he will not move because they haven't signed a replacement. So whose fault is that? So Alexander Isak is now being portrayed as the demon. He's being portrayed as the bad guy. Isak is being portrayed as the person that is throwing his toys out the pram and getting it all wrong. Can I explain this? If Benjamin Sesko had signed for Newcastle United, if Hugo Ekitike had signed for Newcastle United, Newcastle would be trying to sell Alexander Isak. Do you see what I mean? So what Alexander Isak is saying is, you are the reason that I'm not moving. And I'm not going to save it. I'm not going to save you. You don't have a centre forward and the season starts in a few days' time. You don't have a centre forward. So don't expect me to do it because you've been trying to sell me. And it is true that they've been trying to sell him. It is true. There's no way that they would sign Sesko. There's no way that they would sign anyone else. Sesko, Ekitike, Liam Delap, Brian Mbeumo, João Pedro. They wouldn't be trying to sign all those players if they truly believed that Alexander Isak was going to stay. So they knew that he was going to leave. And on some level, they might have been acquiescing to the fact that he was going to leave. But they were happy for him to leave. Why would they be signing Sesko? Why would they be breaking their neck to sign Sesko? There literally wouldn't be... There literally wouldn't be a reason why they would have done that. There is a super chat here from Adam Smith, who I believe is going to be talking about Sunderland in a super chat. And the super chat says, so jealous of Sunderland and the Geordies in the Premier League. Missed the Premier League, but away days at Sheffield Wednesday, Sheffield United, Ipswich, much better than going to Bournemouth and Brentford. Adam, I completely agree. Oh, Adam, Middlesbrough fan. Yeah, mate, I'd like to see Middlesbrough back in the Premier League. They were great Premier League team. That team, Massimo Macaroni. They were a great Premier League team. And you are right. Going to Sheffield Wednesday is far more inspiring than going to Brentford. Thank you very much. Samuel Valencia, that is a very, very glamorous name right there. Samuel Valencia says, "Hi, Rory. Fan since 2021. Oh, mate, you're very kind. Thank you so much. Is there a world in which Liverpool get the deal done if Newcastle only sign Visser?" Yes, I do believe there is still a world where Newcastle have no option but to sell Alexander Isak. And do you know why? And what I'm about to say here isn't going to be particularly seen in a positive light. But I am going to tell you the truth. Everything that Alexander Isak is doing, the easy thing to say here is what a disgrace. You know, if I started a video, you know, if I titled this video, "Alexander Isak is the disgrace," it would be so dumb. It would be so basic. I'm sure those videos are being made and it would do very well. But it isn't true. Alexander Isak is agitating for a move out of Newcastle. And anybody that is trying to say that Liverpool fans are being hypocritical because they got annoyed when Trent Alexander-Arnold agitated for a move out of Liverpool are totally missing the point. This is where, you know, sometimes you feel like you're arguing with a brick wall. You know that kind of, like my mum used to say to me, don't argue with idiots because they're going to be better at it than you and they've had more practice, right? Don't argue with idiots. It's like, the Trent Alexander-Arnold situation compared to the Alexander Isak situation, it's not the same sport. It's not the same thing. And if you try and draw parallels or have a pop at Liverpool fans by bringing up Trent Alexander-Arnold, I'm afraid that you're completely missing the point. Alexander Isak isn't a Geordie. Alexander Isak is agitating to move out of a club that has won one League Cup in practically 100 years. He's the best striker in the league. Of course he wants to get out of a club that has won one League Cup in basically 100 years. Like in first trophy in 70 years, the first trophy in 70 years was a League Cup. The last time they won the league, I mean, what are we talking about? I don't understand how it's even close to being a thing. Whereas Trent Alexander-Arnold left the champions. He's a Scouser and he left the champions. He left the champions to join a team that aren't even champions. He left the most exciting sporting project in world football. And what did he leave behind? He left behind the opportunity to be the captain of Liverpool Football Club, his boyhood club.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
He left behind the opportunity to be the highest Premier League appearance holder of Liverpool Football Club, taking over from that outrageously impressive Jamie Carragher record. He left it behind. He left behind being in the best team in the country. He left behind being in the most exciting sporting project in the country. He left behind it calling Florian Wirtz and Virgil van Dijk and Mohamed Salah and Hugo Ekitike teammates. And he left it all behind for what? to fulfill his brand ambition. Like, I don't get it. Alexander Isak is leaving a team that have won 4 league titles. The most recent one was in 1927. He plays for a team, he is the best striker in the league, who plays for a team that haven't won the league title since 1927. They haven't won the league title for 100 years. They talk about 4 league titles. The most recent one was 100 years ago. Do you know what I'm talking about? Of course Alexander Isak wants to join a more exciting project. Of course Alexander Isak wants to join a team more likely to win silverware. Like, imagine playing at Liverpool, hearing his name sung by the Kop, following in the footsteps of greats like Ian Rush, Peter Beardsley, Fernando Torres, Luis Suarez, Robbie Fowler. He could follow in their footsteps. For large portions of Alexander Isak's life, Newcastle United have been in the Championship and they last won the league 100 years ago. Of course he wants to get out. They've won 1 League Cup last year. First trophy for 70 years. And people are like, Newcastle are back. People drive me mad about Newcastle. I don't know if you saw it. I got slated, drastically slated on social media because I put out a tweet about Newcastle, where I just sort of tried to demonstrate that they're not a big club. And do you know what is one of the most frustrating? Do you agree with this? Do you ever see this? One of the most frustrating myths in world football. One of the most frustrating myths. I'm going to tell you it. I'm going to tell you the worst myth in world football. If we can get this stream to 500 likes, is there anyone watching this who hasn't yet liked? Because I am heartbroken that we have not got to 500. Apparently, that's really important. If you can nudge this to 500 likes, I'm going to tell you the biggest myth in world football. If I'll just tell you anyway. The biggest myth in world football is Newcastle United are a big club. Newcastle United, this drives me mad. You know, people go, Newcastle United are a sleeping giant. And you're like, what are you on about? What are you talking about? Literally nobody in the world thinks it, apart from Geordies. Like, nobody in the world believes that Newcastle are this big club. Like, what, based on what are they such a big club? They got good support, but it's a very confined support. It's a one city support. You know, they're a massive club in the northeast. My wife's from there. There's a massive club in the northeast. Not a massive club in London. Like you know Arsenal. Arsenal are a massive club in Newcastle. Arsenal are a massive club in Glasgow. Arsenal are a massive club in Dublin. Arsenal are a massive club in Lagos. Arsenal are a massive club in LA. You know, Man United. Man United are a massive club in Adelaide. Man United are a massive club in Bangkok. Man United are a massive club in Seattle. You know, Liverpool. Liverpool are a massive club in Copenhagen. Liverpool are a massive club in Athens. Liverpool are a massive club in Helsinki. Liverpool are a massive club in Chicago. You know, Newcastle. They're a massive club in Newcastle. They're a massive club in Gateshead. They're a massive club in parts of Northern Durham. They're a massive, massive club in Tyneside. Massive, huge, incomparable, the greatest in an area comprising 500,000 people. 500,000 people. This myth that they are some sort of international, like Goliath behemoth club, I just don't get where it's come from, and it drives me mad. I'm going back to the super chat here, and I'm going to see what JB has to say. JB, thank you very much for your super chat here. It says, Rory, why are people saying what Isak is doing is unacceptable? What, by giving Newcastle United 120 million, by no other player who wants to leave is viewed in this way, but no other player that wants to leave is viewed in this way? The reason that people are saying it's unacceptable is because he is the one orchestrating the move. He is the one agitating for a move. And for some reason, people don't like that. You know, if he didn't play well, pretend Alexander Isak was a dud, Newcastle would be trying to sell him, you know. They'd be trying to sell him. And nobody would be going, that's a disgrace. They should honour the contract. Like, Alexander Isak is so good. Newcastle United are all right. So good doesn't stay with all right. Why would it? Think of somebody that's so good and then think of somebody else that's all right. They didn't get married. Who is top-notch? Best at what they do. They didn't marry someone who's all right. They found someone else who was amazing. And Newcastle United are fine. Alexander Isak is the best in the league. The best in the league in his position is playing for the fifth best team in the country. And it could be worse than fifth best by the time a year rolls round. Why on earth would he stay? It makes literally no sense. It makes literally no sense. You know? So I don't think he's doing anything wrong. I think he's agitating for a move, which is seen as being wrong. But history is not kind to people who don't agitate for the move. Like, you know, when you think about Harry Kane, think about his career. Harry Kane could easily have joined Pep Guardiola's team if he had fought to get out of Tottenham. If he had tarnished his Tottenham legacy, if he didn't care about his tarnished Tottenham legacy, he would be immortal because he would have won a treble, he would have scored a billion goals, and he would already have the Premier League 260 record broken. Alan Shearer's record would be no more. If Harry Kane had been more like Alexander Isak, and I guarantee you this, Harry Kane regrets it. Harry Kane regrets it because Harry Kane scored a billion goals for Tottenham Hotspur and not one of those goals matters. You know, if you think about brilliant Tottenham goals that he scored, think about the brilliant... What's the best Tottenham goal that Harry Kane ever scored, in your opinion? Maybe the one against Arsenal by the corner flag? Do you remember the one where he was wearing a mask? Like, good goals. Brilliant player, Kane, right? One of the best I've ever seen. Not one of his goals counted for anything at Tottenham. He scored a billion. They don't matter. If he had gone, if he had fought his way out of Tottenham, agitated for a move, fell out with Levy, put in a transfer request, had Tottenham fans calling him Judas, he would have won a treble. He would have earned a billion quid and he would have secured his legacy as the Premier League's top ever goal scorer. Instead of that, he watched Haaland nearly win a Ballon d'Or. He watched Haaland score a billion goals. He watched Haaland win a treble. He watched Haaland get all the accolades. While Harry Kane, sitting at home, 10 times a player of Haaland, sitting at home doing nothing. Losing finals. Losing final after final. Having people sneer about his career. People laughed at him for staying at Tottenham. People now think that he made a massive error staying at Tottenham. And he did make a massive error staying at Tottenham. Why should Alexander Isak do the same thing? I really don't understand it. Going back into the Super Chat. Adam Smith there. Juninho also won you a League Cup. And yet got to the fight. Yeah, no. Look, Juninho was an icon. I'm just always going to be a bit sneery about Middlesbrough, mate, because you relegated us. You relegated us. This badge, you got, where are we? This badge, you relegated us. 1988, mate. I can never forgive Middlesbrough. I will always have an element of anger towards Middlesbrough. And anyone associated with Middlesbrough. Fabrizio Ravanelli. We ain't mates. No way are we mates. What am I thinking of? Victor Valdez, we ain't mates. Steve McLaren, we ain't mates. Nah. Joseph Desiri Job, we ain't mates. But thank you very much for your super chat, Adam. Leper Messiah says, Mitchell messed up when Alexander Isak wanted more money last summer. Paul Mitchell left his position as Newcastle United sporting director by mutual consent at the end of June 2025. Yeah, I mean, I think you are right, okay, the Leper Messiah. Maybe they should have given Alexander Isak more money. But the reason why I don't think this is about money is because I don't think Isak is trying to move to Liverpool for any sort of remuneration. I don't think he's chasing money here. All of the motivation that Alexander Isak has to get out of Newcastle combined together with all of the motivation that he has to go to Liverpool, not one of the reasons is money. If you could be friends with anyone know Alexander Isak? Text him. Ask him to name you 100 reasons why he wants to leave Newcastle and then another 100 reasons why he wants to join Liverpool. He would write a column of 200 reasons. Not one of them would be the word money. Not one of them. He wants to go for immortality. He wants to go for legacy. He wants to go for legendary status. He wants to go for icon status. It isn't about money. He's already got loads of money. He wants to go for something far more significant than money. Axel here says, as a Swede who's excited for our national team, I'm really nervous about the situation. I really hope that he gets the move, even though I'm a Chelsea fan. Yeah, do you know what? Being a Chelsea fan, mate, I don't think it's weird to want him to get the move. I kind of want him to get the move as well. I kind of want him to get the move. He needs the move. He deserves the move. He's earned the move. And Newcastle United, the reason that he's not getting the move is partly because of Newcastle's fault. Newcastle's inept qualities in the transfer market is part of the reason that he's not getting the move. Yash R says, Isak has to feel let down with 120 million euros being rejected with 1 month to go in the transfer. They are trying to put the blame on the club's incompetence on him. Yash, you're absolutely right. The club not signing a replacement for Isak is the reason he's not getting the move. It's nothing to do with Isak himself. They would have sold him. They would have sold him because that's why they tried to sign Benjamin Sesko. So he's now saying, I'm not playing for you again because you tried to sell me. You failed in selling me. Don't think I'm going to pull your chestnuts out of fire, mate. And do you know what? He has a point. He has a point. But people don't want to talk about it. People won't like to say that. The easiest thing to do now is blame Isak. And that's what's going to happen. But this is the beauty of the community. That's why I love every single one of you that's tuned into this video. Thank you so much, by the way, to everyone that has. I love the community that we're building on this channel. Love the members. I've got my 20%ers, my crew, anyone that's joined that membership scheme. Thank you so much. There's a lot of additional content over there as well about this issue. But that's why I love this community, because you can say it. It gives us somewhere to say it. Because I think the narrative is going to be, Alexander Isak is a disgrace. Fuming face. That's what it's going to be. Alexander Isak is a disgrace to football. He's turned his back on his club. He isn't honouring his contract. This is a disgusting situation for Alexander Isak, and he should hang his head in shame. And it's all nonsense. It's all absolute nonsense. The person who should hang their head in shame is the person that was in charge of Newcastle's recruitment. The person who didn't sign Brian Mbeumo. The person who didn't sign Liam Delap. The person who didn't sign João Pedro. They are the people that should be hanging their head in shame. Lewis Holmes here says, love the content, man. Isak is too big for Newcastle and needs to get over to the Reds to win big honours. Lewis Howes, you are absolutely right. He needs to sign for Liverpool. He deserves to sign for Liverpool. He's the best striker in the country and he should be playing for the best club in the country. 2 and 2 makes a Christmas cake. You know that. I know that. Everyone knows that. Everyone with a brain knows that. Everyone in this community knows that. 2 and 2 makes a Christmas cake. And Alexander Isak, if you are the best player in the country, chances are you should be playing for the best team in the country. And that is where this lies. Adam Smith says, all three Northeast teams have great support, but Newcastle are an average Premier League club. I see Tottenham as the same, to be fair. I hate Tottenham for being... Look, I hate Tottenham. Tottenham are a much bigger club than Newcastle. Much bigger. Much bigger. Incomparably bigger. It's a myth. It's the biggest myth in football. This Newcastle sleeping giant. Nonsense. Nonsense. I don't know where it's come from. And the thing that drives me mad is, I don't know why people buy into it. Everyone buys into it. Everyone. Like, do you know who bought into it? Theo Baker. Telling me how big Newcastle was. What are you on about? What are you talking about? Theo Baker. He's a wicked footballer. But he believes Newcastle are this, like, Goliath club. They're not. They're not. They're like, I don't know, Leicester. Leicester won a league title. Leicester won an FA Cup. Newcastle United last won a league title 100 years ago. They just got a big ground and a one city team. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Harry Jones Evans says, Wrexham's global support is bigger than Newcastle's. Yeah, but only because of... Yeah, you might be right on that. You might be right, Harry. Jeff Barlow says... Jeff Barlow, give you that, take that. Isak could hand in an official transfer request and still train with the squad. If Palmer did this to Chelsea, how would that be seen by Chelsea fans? It depends on the situation. Depends on the... You know, if Chelsea weren't in the Champions League, didn't sign anyone good, had lost a lot of the traction that was going on, you couldn't... Eden Hazard left Chelsea. You know what I mean? Like, Eden Hazard left Chelsea. Antonio Rudiger left Chelsea. Antonio Rudiger hung us out to dry, really. He left during sanctions. When we needed him, he left. It happened. It's not personal. He had an opportunity to go and play for Real Madrid. At the time, Chelsea were in a terrible state. It happens. I just don't get it. And the Benir Ragnarsson says, still think Newcastle United should block the transfer to make the statement. Well, I think that's what they should do from their point of view. Yeah, you've got to look at it from everyone's point of view. My point is, Alexander Isak has done nothing wrong. Alexander Isak should be trying to get out of Newcastle. Alexander Isak should be agitating for a move. Alexander Isak is behaving in exactly the way that he should, because Newcastle have made a pig's ear out of it. I'd look at it through the lens of the player. You want to talk about the lens of the club? What should Newcastle do? What is the lens of the club? Yeah, Newcastle should block the transfer. Newcastle should not allow him to move. Newcastle, for the, what's best for the furtherance of Newcastle, Newcastle should simply say, you're not going, because of the statement that's made. You can't be a serious football club if you sell your best players. Imagine if Chelsea put a bid in now for Mohamed Salah. FSG wouldn't even open the letter. Wouldn't even open it in letter, email. Wouldn't even open it, would you? Be straight into the junk. You're not a serious team if you sell your best players. You're not. So I think that Newcastle should do exactly that, Benny. I really do. Like Tottenham and Modric, you're exactly right. Daniel Levy, Chelsea and Roman Abramovich were desperate to sign Luka Modric. He reinvented the midfield, didn't he, Modric, when he came here? Do you remember? Do you remember what football was like pre and post Modric? Like, people don't acknowledge his contribution to the Premier League. Luka Modric.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When he landed in the Premier League, every single midfielder was 6'3", massive, dominant, and physical. It was all Michael Ballack's. That's what midfielders were. Everyone was a Michael Ballack. Everyone was a Michael Essien. Everyone was a Frank Lampard. Big geezers, tackles galore. Suddenly Luka Modric arrives, geezer my height, and he's dictating the tempo and he's changed football, and suddenly, oh my God, there's another David Silva's doing the same thing. Bang, 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 bang. Changed football. And Chelsea were desperate to sign him. Desperate to bring him to Stamford Bridge. Abramovich himself was like, I've got to get this bloke. Daniel Levy went, nah. Luka Modric went on strike, missed the first 3 weeks of the season. Then had the brilliant season, best season that he had, season of his life in the Premier League. Went to Real Madrid the following year. That's what Newcastle could do. That is exactly what Newcastle could do. Benir, thank you very much for your super chat. Craig Binks. Craig says, reports are saying that Newcastle told Liverpool Isak is for sale. That is why Liverpool bid and are bemused their offer was rejected and not negotiated. Look, I think that there is a world where he was for sale. Because if he wasn't for sale, why were they trying to sign replacements? That is what I cannot understand. Why are they trying to sign replacements if he isn't for sale? They wouldn't. They wouldn't. So why are Newcastle United trying to sign Benjamin Sesko? You know, you could tell me Brian Mbeumo was signed. If they signed Brian Mbeumo, he was signed to play alongside Alexander Isak. You may have a point. You could tell me that Hugo Ekitike was signed to play alongside Alexander Isak. I would disagree with you, but you could tell me that and maybe you would be onto something. But what you cannot possibly tell me is Benjamin Sesko was signed to play alongside. Simply not possible. The two would not play together. That isn't how it would work. There is no way, not in this world, that those two players play together. Benjamin Sesko was signed undoubtedly as a replacement for Alexander Isak. Benjamin Sesko was signed only to replace Alexander Isak. And the reason that Alexander Isak is now saying that he is right to leave is because they didn't get the replacement in. If they had signed Sesko, you know, if Sesko had chosen them over Manchester United, Alexander Isak would be announced as a Liverpool player now. You know that. Sesko would have gone to Newcastle. Newcastle would have pretended they were happy with the deal. Newcastle would have pretended that they loved the idea of Sesko more than they loved Isak. There'd be loads of Newcastle fans wearing their shirts with Sesko on the back. They would be talking and singing songs about Alexander Isak being a Judas, I imagine. But they would be happy with Sesko. And Isak would be announced now, already, as a Liverpool player. That would have happened. The fact that he isn't announced as a Liverpool player is because Newcastle didn't get their man. And that is whose fault? Newcastle's fault. It is in the ineptitude at boardroom level that has stopped. It is the ineptitude at boardroom level that has stopped Newcastle getting Sesko, which in turn has stopped Isak going to Liverpool. And Isak has basically come out and gone, no. Isak has gone, no. You have failed in getting Mbeumo. You have failed in getting Delap. You have failed in getting Sesko. You have failed in getting Ekitike. And I'm not going to play for you because you failed. Your failings are not going to be saved by me. I'm not going to make your failings palatable to these fans. These fans need to know that you are responsible for there being no centre-forward at the club. You are responsible for the fact that Callum Wilson is now a West Ham player. You are responsible for the fact that none of the signings played. And you are responsible for the fact that I am now on my bike, sir. And I think that that is fair enough. Omi Power in the super chat here, and he says, if it's 110 million, I don't blame Newcastle. He's worth more. Is he? Like, realistically, is he worth more? I rate Isak incredibly highly. He is undoubtedly the best player left. But I think 110 million is about right. Maybe slightly less. 100 million. 100 million and a player. You know, I thought Newcastle should have tried to get Darwin Nunes out of it. But sadly, he's gone to Saudi. And the reason I say sadly is because I like Nunes. I think he's a good player. I think there's a really good player in there. I think he's a really, really good player. But look, he's gone. But the most important thing to take from this is, and I really do want to hammer this point home, the victim on this level, on some level, is Alexander Isak. Like, people are going to spin it that he's been a disgrace. Alexander Isak, outrageous behaviour. He said he won't play for the club again. And everybody will do their best now to make him out to be the villain. I guarantee it. You're going to see thumbnails on YouTube where people are really angry and they aren't appreciating the situation. Alexander Isak is only saying he won't play to emphasise the fact that the reason that he is going to have to play is because Newcastle United got it wrong. Everything that Newcastle got wrong is now leading to this. Like, why is nobody, genuinely, why is nobody exploring the reasoning behind Alexander Isak? The reasoning behind all of those players leaving Newcastle or choosing not to sign for Newcastle. Why is nobody talking about the fact that Brian Mbeumo chose not to sign? Liam Delap chose not to sign. Why is that not being spoken about? Why is nobody speaking about the fact that Anthony Gordon basically told Alexander Isak to go? Doesn't that tell you a little bit about what's going on at the club? Doesn't that tell you a little bit about the ambition of the club? Doesn't that tell you a little bit about Alexander Isak standing within the Newcastle United community? He's clearly popular within the dressing room. He's clearly popular within his teammates. His teammates are wishing him well. And Anthony Gordon was speaking about Isak going, and you could almost see that Isak was, that Gordon was saying, I wish I got the move last year. I was desperate for the move last year, and I wish that I got it. But ultimately, this is now going to rumble on. We know what's going to happen here. And Isak apparently has moved out of his Newcastle home. He no longer lives in Newcastle. Like, he's doing everything in his power to get out. So the question I ask you now, do you rate that? Like, you know, I gave an example moments ago, didn't I, where I kind of said, it's important to get out. It's important to force your way out. It's important to strive to do what you can do. It's important to test yourself against the best. And he shouldn't waste a precious year of his career at a club that have no ambition. He should get the move to Liverpool, because if he doesn't get it this year, he may never get it. And getting this move to Liverpool now could be historic. It could be one of the most glorious moves ever. He could go down as a Premier League great. I think this Liverpool team are going to do some sensational things. Dynasty, legacy. He wants to be part of it. And with him in the team, I think Liverpool could easily accrue 100 points. That is my prediction. They will get 100 points. And if they do, he, Isak, naturally wants to be part of it. Why on earth wouldn't he? Why on earth wouldn't he do that? Can I ask you all a favour, by the way? I am currently about 300 subscribers away from hitting 350,000. I've just seen that. I'm less than 300. 250 subscribers away from hitting 350,000. If anyone is watching this and hasn't subscribed, will you do me a massive favour? We might even get to 350. Oh, that's a bit optimistic, isn't it? How many people? If anyone's watching and isn't subscribed, please do me a massive favour. Click that subscriber button now. There is a chance that we could actually get to 350 live on stream. But look, I just don't get it. I really don't. I think Alexander Isak, if he were to stay at Newcastle, it would be a waste of his career, a waste of his time. And we have seen Harry Kane waste his career away, rot his career away, scoring goal after goal after goal for Tottenham that mattered for nothing. What's the point in Kane scoring all those goals for Tottenham? What do they mean? What do they lead to? What were they part of? Nothing, nothing, nothing. So overall, I truly think that the best thing that he can do is to get out of there, force the move, can be considered public enemy number one up in Newcastle, be considered persona non grata up in Newcastle. Take that. You're going to be booed when you play there, but ultimately you will be part of a generational team. Think about Liverpool's best ever team. It's probably Their best ever team is probably the team of Souness, Hansen, right? Kenny Dalglish, Ian Rush. So it goes Clements in goal. Clements, Alan Hansen, Graham Souness, Ian Rush, and Kenny Dalglish. That would be their best spine. This spine, I'm not saying it's better. I'm not. But Alisson, Van Dijk, Isak leading the line. We're not like Gravenberch in a bit. Like, it's a good Florian Wirtz. It's a really, really good team. And who can blame Alexander Isak for doing everything in his power to be part of it? Don't you think it's wrong for Alexander Isak to not do this? Imagine if... let's look at it from a different point of view, right? Imagine if it was this way round. Imagine if Alexander Isak went, I don't want to go to the most exciting sporting project in world football. I don't want to go to join Arne Slot's revolution. I don't want to go to the current champions. Just that, in fact. Forget everything about the history of Liverpool. Just this. Alexander, mate, do you want to play for the best team in the country? No. Are you all right? Are you all right? Are you sane? Are you a footballer? You don't want to sign for the best team in the country? Nah. Do you want to play with Alexander? Alexander, mate, do you want to play with Mo Salah? Nah. Do you want to play with Anthony Gordon? Yeah. Do you want to play in front of the Kop? Nah. Do you want to play in front of the Gallagher? Yeah. Do you want to play with Virgil van Dijk? Nah. Do you want to play with Dan Burn? Yeah. Do you like the idea of maybe being managed by Arne Slot? Nah, not really. Do you like the idea of being managed by Eddie Howe? Yeah. He would be in Broadmoor. He would be sectioned. He would be insane. Imagine if that was the conversation. Like, what kind of athlete would demonstrate that mentality? Do you think that you can ever get to the level that Alexander Isak is at without striving for the best? Like, you can't be as good as he is at football without trying to be the very best. By the way, Dean Luminous is in the Super Chat, and Dean Luminous has said, I think Newcastle fumbled here. Also, there's more to the story than what we're being told. I think Isak was promised stuff. They are not a big club. I agree with every word. There's more to this than meets the eye, undoubtedly. And basically, the reason why he has had to come out and say that he is not going to play for them is because he is telling the board, you better keep trying to sign replacements for me. You've tried and failed too many times. Don't think that I'm going to get your chestnuts out of fire here. But look, I think overall that it is basically completely correct what is going on here. Oh, by the way, we're literally 100 subs away from 350. Literally 100. There must be 100 people watching this stream who have not clicked subscribe. Because if you do, we will hit 350k live and direct. We get respect. If you don't know, you better get to know. But yeah, look, ultimately, my thoughts of the matter are this. Alexander Isak has come out and said that he doesn't want to play for Newcastle. The reason that he's come out and said that he doesn't want to play for Newcastle and he will not play for Newcastle is because Newcastle have failed time and time again to bring in a striker to replace him. It is not his responsibility to save the board. The board have failed time and time again bringing in centre forwards. Most recently, they didn't sign Benjamin Sesko. So he is now saying, you failed. I'm not going to save you. The only way that the Newcastle board don't look like a shambles is if Alexander Isak plays for them first game of the season. Because otherwise, there's going to be a centre forward who no one's ever heard of leading the line because Callum Wilson's now at West Ham. Everybody's going to go, if Isak plays that day, everyone's going to go, we won. We did it. We did what we needed to do. That's why we didn't sign Sesko. Whereas if it's some kid we've never heard of, or there isn't a centre forward, or it's Anthony Gordon, suddenly they will look at the board and they will go, why is Liam Delap not leading the line? Why is João Pedro not leading the line? Why is Hugo Ekitike not leading the line? And the answer, time and time again, is because of boardroom ineptitude. That is basically it. So it's rare, but I back Alexander Isak on this. I really do. I think that Alexander Isak has done the right thing. I think that Alexander Isak has ultimately set himself up in an ambitious way. He is trying to get to the very top. He's trying to test himself against the very best. And he's trying to become an icon. That isn't going to happen at Newcastle. Newcastle United have won one league title in 100 years. Liverpool are the reigning champions. Need I say more? Thank you so much to everybody for joining this. Let me have a look now. Big check, have we made it to 150? Let me check. Are there any of you watching who are not subscribed? Please click that subscribe. Ah, we're 48 shy. What a shame. We came so close, so close, but with a little bit of luck, we'll make it through tonight. Oh, a super chat has just landed from Samuel Valencia, who says, admittedly, a Liverpool fan, slight bias. 99% of top footballers on the planet never get the chance to join a project like this. History doesn't favour the patient, it favours the champions. Samuel Valencia, I'll give you a round of applause, sir. You're absolutely right. Alexander Isak needs to test himself against the very best. Alexander Isak has the opportunity to get to the top. And just listen to these words. 99% of top footballers on the planet never get the chance to join a project like this. How could he possibly not want to be part of this revolution at Liverpool? How could he not want to be part of Arne Slot's team? How could he not want to play with Mohamed Salah? And the reason he's going so desperate for it is because he knows about circumstance. If you don't get the move now, there is genuinely a chance that you will never get that move. It may never happen. And that is the way that these things go. If Alexander Isak doesn't force it over the line now, circumstance in football, you may never get the opportunity again. So I think my message to you is just be careful, because today it's all going to be this. Alexander Isak is a disgrace. Frankly, it's not true. Really appreciate everybody for tuning in. Thank you so much to my 20%ers, my members, the community that we're building here. I love it. And there's some more content going out over there. There's a live Q&A actually that will be, not a live Q&A, a Q&A video that is going to be going up on that channel, on for members very soon. That's the place where I have the to and fro in. And let me know what you think. This video will be going live. We've hit 1,000 likes. Have we hit 350,000 subs? Eight people. Eight shy. Disastrous. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. I really appreciate you taking time out of your precious mornings to join me on these lives. Going to be having loads more of them coming up. So give this video a like before you go. Click subscribe. I'll see you in a bit. Ta-da.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.